Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the second parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Dalid and Parak Beis Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Ein tormin mimin al she'eino mino. You can't separate truma from one type of crop on behalf of another type of crop. So if you have crop of apples, you can't separate oranges as truma on behalf of the apples. If you have oil that you want to separate truma from, because otherwise it's going to be tevel, you can't separate wine on behalf of the oil, and vice versa. Whatever the crop is that you're separating truma on behalf, whatever the crop is that you want to lose its status of tevel, that you want to be able to eat, you can only separate truma that is the exact same type of crop. Continues the Mishnah, Ve'im Tarim, and if one nonetheless separates Truma from two different, you have the thing of apples, and you separate oranges on behalf of it, and so on, Ein Truma, so Truma, the Truma is not a valid separation. Again, you have to only separate the same type of crop as what you are separating Truma on behalf of. Continuing in the Mishnah, Kol Min Chitim Achad. All types of wheat are the same. When you're trying to determine, you know, what type of crops can you separate Truma on behalf of, so any type of wheat can be separated on behalf of any type of wheat. As we know, there are different types of grains and wheats. As long as you're separating one of them on behalf of the other, that is sufficient. That works for separating Truma. Continuing in the Mishnah, Kol Min Te'enim Ugrogros Udevela Echad. When it comes to figs, you could have black and white figs, you could have dry figs, you could have pressed figs. But says the Mishnah, they're Echad, they're one, they're considered one type of crop when it comes to Truma, and therefore you can separate each of the different types of figs on behalf of other types of figs. Vitori Mizel Zen, you can separate Truma from one onto the other. Continuing in the Mishnah, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kohen Torim Min HaYafeh, says the Tana Kama, any place where you have Kohanim there, you have people that you can give the Truma to, Torim Min HaYafeh, you have to, it's based on Psukim, you should separate Truma from the best crop that you have in front of you, the most fresh, the tastiest crops that you have from that batch, that's what you should give as Truma to the Kohen, v'chol makom she'ein kohen, but says the Tanakama, anytime that you don't have a kohen right there, you have to go somewhere else, you have to go to a big city, because there's no kohen where you are. Says the Tanakama, torim min ha-miskayim, you should separate truma from what will last longer, not from the best, because it might be the freshest now, it might be the tastiest now, but it's not going to last a month. You may not see a kohen for a month, and you don't want it to obviously spoil and not be good then. So the Tanakama says that if you have a kohenim in front of you that you can give it to in the near future, then you should take separate truma from the best, from the fresh, from the tastiest. But if you there aren't a kohanim there and you're going to have to travel somewhere or go somewhere, it might take longer, then you should separate truma from the crops that will last the longest. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Le'olam hu Torim min hayafa. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if you're in a place where there aren't kohanim readily available, where you might have to travel somewhere, it might not be a month before you see a kohen, you should always separate truma from the best of the crops, from the best of the produce. The Bartanur points out that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but that's his opinion nonetheless. Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. What do we do if there's no kohen there? Tanakhama says, then you should separate truma from what will last the longest. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even so, even if it might not last so long, but if it's the tastiest now, if it's the best now, then that's what you should separate for the kohen for later. Now, what's interesting is the Tosfos, one of the Rishonim, actually points out that there are two sort of parts, as I'm sure most of us can intuit and understand on our own, but there are two basic parts of separating truma. Number one is the hafrasha. Number one is the separation, where you're making your produce, you're making your crops from tevel, something that you can eat, into chulin, something that you can eat. And the second thing, of course, is the nesina, is giving it to the kohen. You have the separation, and then you have the second part, the second stage, where it comes to giving to the kohen. So the machlokas between the Tanakhama here and Rabbi Yehuda seems to be regarding at what stage, the hafrasha or the nesina, do we care about what's the nicest? Do we care about what's the best? Right? Everyone agrees that you need to give the best to the kohen, but the question is at what stage of that process do we care about when it's the nicest? According to the Tanakhama, they say that it's all about the nesina when you're giving it to the kohen, and therefore give them what will last the longer. When you give it to them, make sure that it's still lasting, that it's still good, and that it's still as fresh as possible. However, Rabbi Huda says that it's all about now, the hafrash of the separation. That's really what makes a difference. That's really what matters. Whatever is nicest now is what you should be separating and giving to the Kohen for later. Okay, now we're continuing with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, as we continue this discussion, really this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama regarding when one should give to the Kohen if there isn't a Kohen in front of us here. Says the Mishnah, Tormin batzal katan shalem velo chatzi batzal gado. That if there's not a Kohen right in front of you, the Tanakhama says that you should separate the smaller onion that's smaller but it's whole, so it's going to last longer, and you should not separate half of the larger onion, which may be better now, fresher now, tastier now, but it's not going to last for the Kohen later. Once again, this is the Tanakhama, Lishitasa, same opinion, give the Kohen what's going to last longer, because there isn't a Kohen in front of you now. Rabbi Yehuda says, Loki, disagree. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, as we know. Elachati batzal gadol. He says, no, give him half of the bigger one, it's tastier, it's fresher now, give that to him, even if it may not last for later. V'chein ha'yor Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda says similarly, Tormin b'tzal mibnei ha'medina al ha'kufrim, that one can separate Truma for a bitsalim, for onions from the Bnei Medina. It seems to be, based on our Mishnah, that there are different types of onions that were eaten in different types of places. You have the onions from the Kufrim, from the villages, that were smaller and they weren't as nice, they weren't as fancy, they weren't as tasty. And then you have the onions from the Bnei Medina, from the larger countries, from the larger cities, that were nicer, that were bigger, that were tastier. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can separate onions from the Bnei Medina, the nicer onions, on behalf of those Kufrim, on behalf of those onions that were eaten by the villagers that weren't as nice, because once again, you're giving them the nicer one, you're giving them the onions from the Bnei Medina, you're giving the Kohen the nicer onions, and therefore you can separate those onions on behalf of the onions that you have, that you're eating, which aren't as nice, which are from the village onions. Avalom in ha-kufrim al-bnei ha-medina. But you can, says Rabbi Yehuda, do the opposite. You can separate the kufrim, the onions from the village onions, on behalf of those onions from the country that are nicer, that are bigger. Mipnei shehu meichel politikin. Because these onions are much nicer, they're marchashev politikin. As the Bartunor points out, they're like from the malachim, the kings would eat from these special types of onions. And therefore, it says Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't have kohanim in front of you, you can't separate the not nice onions on behalf of those onions that are nicer. You should give the nicer onions to the kohanim. Quick review, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet taught us, number one, that you can't separate different types of crops on behalf of other different types of crops for truma. You have to separate the same types of crops on behalf of the same types of crops. And it's not considered a valid separation if you do that. The Mishnah then taught us that all types of wheat are the same, all types of figs are the same. And then we had our machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama as it pertains to what a person should do if there aren't Kohanim in front of you. According to the Tanakhama, if there are Kohanim there, obviously, then you should give them from the best of your crops. But if there aren't, then you should give them from the crops that will last longer. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you should always give them from the best of your crops, even if they may not last as long, they may not be good in a month when you actually see a Kohen. You should always, according to Rabbi Yehuda, give the best of your crops to the Kohen. But again, we paskin like the Tanakhama. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Hei taught us, again, continue this machlokas regarding between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and he ultimately, in terms of small onions and large onions, and again, the same machlokas was repeated. What should you do? Should you give them the complete onions that are smaller, that are not as tasty? Should you give them the full onion, the larger onions that are not full, though? That was the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. And once again, we paskin like the Tanakama. And we saw the same machlokas when it comes to the onions of the Bnei Medina, of the country, versus the onions of the villages. Once again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you may separate the nicer onions on behalf of the village onions, but you may not separate the village onions on behalf of the nicer onions from the larger cities. Have a great day.